Here's the thing. It may not be that he has such a large penis. It just may be that he's not particularly skilled, and it's a matter of education, teaching a guy that, look, you know, maybe you need to give it at least 20 minutes before you're genitally primed.
The hookup. Love and f***ing. On Triple J.
Warning, sex and adult themes.
Hi, I'm Hannah Riley. We're going to be talking a lot about dicks in depth. So if that's not your thing, maybe pick another hookup episode. Although that's almost definitely going to be dirty as well. When it comes to the D, does size really matter at all? And does it have any relevance to how good you are in bed? Patrick Lombroso is a sex therapist.
Most of the research shows that it's more a problem to men in terms of body dissatisfaction than it is to women. The average woman, unless their man is at really one extreme end of the scale, the average woman is fairly satisfied with her man's penis. But it's what he does with his penis, obviously, which makes a much bigger difference.
That old adage, it's not the size, it's how you use it kind of thing. Also, there is this great scene in Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry says to Jeff that he heard he has a small penis.
She told me you had,
What? No.
Big vagina?
Gigantic vagina.
What?
Biggest vagina known to man. I'll tell you what, I bet you there's a ton of guys out there who've been labeled with small penis. I bet you 50%.
It's the vagina, isn't it?
And it's the big vagina.
Yeah, think of it biologically. Why should there be as many big vaginas as there are small penises? Right?
These big vagina ladies are getting away with murder.
Are they, Patrick? Are they getting away with murder? Are there gigantic vaginas out there?
I have to be honest. I haven't had too many guys come into my clinic and say, my woman has a massive vagina. No, I haven't heard it before. There's a study which just came out just a couple of years ago from the University of Canterbury in New Zealand. And they surveyed 100 heterosexual students there. And what they found was the average guy thought he was about of average size, but he wanted a schlong about an inch and a half longer than what he actually had. The average woman that they interviewed were quite happy. In fact, they did not want larger penises because larger penises are seen as being more painful. And if you don't know how to use your equipment properly, then, yeah, more likely to lead to difficulties.
And how many men that come and see you are coming in for that very reason?
I see guys on both ends of the spectrum. So I have seen men with technically what we would call a micro penis.
I want to ask you about that. Surely there's got to be a better term than micro penis for that.
It's a very unfortunate phrase because the other thing is if you're just looking at penis in terms of length, you're ignoring girth. And some of these guys look like they got a small can of Diet Coke in front of, am I allowed to say that name? Sorry. They got like a small can. So they might be short, but they seem to have a fairly big girth. Whereas there's guys, we've had guys who are as long as I think 10 inches, but their girth doesn't match. So they're long and thin.
Could we give a perspective on how long that is? Like in arm length, is it up to the elbow? What are we talking here?
10 inches. I can't do the calcs. We need someone with one of those calculation apps. Hold on.
I'm guessing it's about, wrist to elbow, and that's a lot going on. So what are the problems that they face?
Problems that they face can be, well, the longer the penis, number one, there can be issues over time. What we find is that men with longer penises tend to have more issues, especially with a condition called Peyronie's disease. And what Peyronie's disease is where you get a buildup of collagen in the penis and it becomes like a cobweb and it leads to lumps. So why is that a problem? It becomes a problem because you end up getting curvature of the penis. Now, in some guys, it's fairly significant. You could almost tap someone on the shoulder with it. In other guys, not so much. But we find, I found in the clinic especially, that guys with longer penises tend to have a higher propensity to develop Peyronie's disease. But there could be other complications as well.
The Hookup with Hannah Riley on Triple J.
What do you think guys need to know about penis size?
I think in this particular case, the women really have to take things into their own hands. In other words, women really need to communicate what's important to them, and that if we hear it from our female partners, We're more likely to feel more comfortable about our penises.
And I should say, we're currently talking about hetero relationships, although we are going to be joined by James Finlay, who used to host the sex show on Joy FM, to give us a bit of a queer perspective on this. So some guys talk about being a grower or a shower. What does size difference between erect and flaccid have to do with anything?
You might have remembered there's that episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza's just gone into a very cold ocean and he comes out and he's got major shrinkage. And I think Elaine hadn't heard the phrase shrinkage before. It's a situation where there are some men who, when their penises go flaccid, they're about as big as a frightened snail. But however, those same guys can end up getting up to 6.5-7 inches in length. So how big it is at flaccid is not necessarily representative of how big that penis will actually grow.
Yeah, wow, being misrepresented. That's so interesting. Now, have you ever met a guy who thinks his penis is too big?
I've never met a guy who thinks his penis is too big. Interestingly, amongst a lot of... I find with trainers who are very much into body shape and body size that there does seem to be some penile dissatisfaction amongst those guys. There was a guy who I would say he's at the upper end of the curve. He would have been 7.5 to 8 inches and he was convinced his penis was too small.
Oh, no. So it's kind of like body dysmorphia, but for penises.
Exactly.
I'm joined by Patrick Lombroso, who is a sex therapist, and we're talking about the big and small problems that come up with dick size. If you're a woman that's with a guy who has an incredibly large penis, what are some of the potential dangers of not speaking up and saying that this is painful for me?
I think the big problem there is that it's very hard to become sexually intimate with someone who you experience pain through. And here's the thing, they don't actually have to have a massive penis for you to actually feel pain. If you think about your, for some women, their early days in trying to use tampons themselves, if penises were the lengths of a tampon, that'd be a lot of annoyed and frustrated women out there, I imagine. However, tampons themselves can be very uncomfortable to insert. So the thing is, there are issues not just with regards to size, but with regards to skilling. And here's the thing. It may not be that he has such a large penis. It just may be that he's not particularly skilled. And it's a matter of education, teaching a guy that, look, you know, maybe you need to give it at least 20 minutes, maybe even longer, before you're, you know, genitally primed to be able to receive him.
And that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I it's funny. I've really gone off the word foreplay because most people think they know what foreplay is, or clinicians just basically use the word foreplay in order to get people to go away. Very few men and women really understand the nature of foreplay. So it's
well, what is it?
Foreplay basically is about stimulating different regions of the body. But here's the thing, you can do it, your whole body is a smorgasbord of sexual potential, but so are your ears. So, you know, sex takes place in the mind, sex takes place in the body. It's not necessarily genital.
Right, so it's not just like press here, rub here, do that, foreplay tick kind of thing.
Exactly. Look, foreplay can be a post-it note that's hidden inside your diary.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the thing. If you open up your diary at a meeting and there's a post-it note there saying, look, can't wait for you to come home tonight, I'll be, you know, knocked 3 times before entering, then understand your brain is going to be thinking about that all day long.
Good. Okay. Like a full day scavenger hunt.
Well, unless it's like one of these, you know, Friday the 13th sort of movies you're thinking, well, okay, I'm going to be attacked with a knife.
But, yeah. The note has to be from your significant other.
Or someone you'd want to be significant with.
Yeah. You must hear some pretty interesting stuff about, you know, sex toys, you know, guys buy for their partners. And you've actually kind of brought an example in to kind of show us the mindset of the way that, you know, women view importance of penis size, whereas men do. Could you show us what you brought in?
Well, this particular device here, it's quite novel, but...
It's a purple Batman-y looking kind of thing. I don't know how many inches that would be. It's dark purple.
Well, I'll tell
purple.
You in a second.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. Yeah,
no. That's a good thing. So let me ask you, your perception, you're holding on to that now.
Well...
If you've turned it on, by the way, it's got a unique action. Instead of vibrating, it actually shudders backwards and forwards.
Can we
so
just
you could use it to remove tiles.
Sounds like a mouse in a sock. It's quite a bizarre piece, but look, it's very elegant. And how big is it?
That there is 6.5 inches long.
Okay, I think that's all I'd ever really need. You know, that's fine, not a problem.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this particular device. When women look at it and we turn it on and it sort of like shudders backwards and forwards, mm-hmm. women first grab hold of it and they start laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
And then there's a moment of quiet and then you hear them go, ooh, and then they just quickly just put it back on the table. So this is a sort of vibrator or schlong that men would buy commonly for their partners, and their partners look at it and they just feel intimidated by it.
Mm.
However, the interesting thing, as I said, this is 6.5 inches.
Yeah.
So what's interesting about this, even though perception is that it's actually very long, men actually think that having an extra inch on top of this is actually what women want.
You don't need it. It's excessive, really.
That there, this dildo here is...
Okay, it's a black... It's one that you don't turn on. It looks
it's
like
for a strap-on.
Okay, I was going to say it looks like you could stick it to a wall. It's got a flat base. Mm. I've got to say, this one doesn't have as much personality. It doesn't really have much of a face, really. It's just a black bar, this black anonymous bar.
Although, interestingly enough, if we're looking at women with strap-on, they'll order this and then they'll go to one size smaller because they'll realise that that's too big. I'll show you how
interesting...
It's like
when you order a really big meal. This you can't finish it.
Yes, you could probably... I've never heard of it put that way. However, here's two novel devices. Now, I can't give you their names, but...
Okay, this looks like a little Y-shaped bunny ears thing, and this is like a... looks like an olive on the end of a teardrop.
Yeah, actually, that's a good way of putting it. So here's the thing. The one with the bunny-shaped ears is the one that we use to treat women with vaginismus.
Okay.
The reason is that both of those leaves are different size to each other. Women, understand, with vaginismus and with pain, a lot of it's got to do with confidence. So yeah, we build up their confidence first.
The Hookup on Triple J.
We're talking about penis size, all of the issues, big and small, that can come up with this kind of stuff. And I'm joined by Patrick Lombroso, who is a sex therapist and psychologist. And we've been talking mostly up until this point about penis size when it comes to heterosexual relationships. But to even things out, we are joined by James Finlay, who used to host the sex show on Joy FM. He's a gay man and a new part of the Hookup team, here to give his perspective on dick size. What are the differences in opinion about this, you know, in the gay community, obviously? Speaking generally.
Mm. No, I think there's a lot of, we see a lot of penis. I think it's got a lot to do with the fact that, sure, a lot of gay men are hooking up with other gay men. So naturally there are two penises, like double the penis that you would see in a normal heterosexual sexual encounter. But also, you know, the apps, also, you know, it's very easy to send dick pics these days. So I think, I don't know actually what that does to people's perception of dick size. Whether, you know, because you see so much penis, are you then aware that there are so many different shapes and sizes to do, like, you know, in a penis, that it's not so bad?
I think what's amazing is how wide you're holding your hands apart as you're describing penis.
Really generous.
It's like about a meter wide. I'm going, holy crap, that's a lot of penis.
You can tell a size queen from a mile away, can't you?
Could you explain what a size queen is? Because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. A size queen is someone who loves big penis.
Righto, yeah. Righto. But I know what you mean with the apps thing of potentially on Grindr. You know, the dick pic is kind of, as far as I am aware anyway, that it's like the calling card. It's like, hello, how's it going? Let me introduce myself.
Well, it can be.
Yeah.
And especially if that's what you're after.
Mm.
You know, if I'm, you know, there are many people that would not meet up with someone else if they haven't seen a dick pic. You know, if it's not to the size that they're after, then, you know, you don't want to rock up to someone's house for a casual encounter only to be disappointed.
Patrick, have you seen many gay men in your practice who are, you know, insecure or, you know, not feeling good about their dick size?
Not so much that I've seen men who are insecure about their dick size, but they do feel, in some cases, insecure about the dick that's about to enter them.
Oh, in what
so
way?
It's sort of like the male version of vaginismus. So I have had gay men say to me, what do you do if you're experiencing pain when your partner's entering you because he's just too big? And being a straight man, it's an interesting question to be asked an opinion on that. I think that seems to be the bigger problem, though I am...
The bigger problem.
There you go, boom, boom.
Is there a popular position or one position better than another to accommodate a larger size penis?
Yes.
Cool, let's move on.
Yeah, it's really something that you've got to figure out with your partner because penises are all different shapes and sizes and girths and lengths, but so are vaginas and anal sphincters. Mm. So you're going to find that certain positions are going to be more comfortable. Certain positions will allow you to last longer before climax. Certain positions are going to be less painful for your partner. It's really where communication does come into it in a big way. Also, if you have a small penis, there are going to be certain positions which are more beneficial if you have a small penis. Interestingly, women who are trying to deal with a man who has a very small penis actually experience quite a bit of pain because there's a lot more grinding going on in that area. And in order to sense that sort of sensation, we are talking about micro penises here, not
again,
just
small. We've got to find a better word than that.
Well, basically, we're talking about penises when fully erect are below 3 inches in length,
right,
is defined as being a micro penis.
And I guess in the gay community, James, is there like a similar amount of, I guess, because there is a lot of shaming of like smaller penises.
Yeah, I guess there is. And, I found it very interesting that there was quite a bit of shaming in the heterosexual community with people with huge penises.
Yeah.
I don't think that would ever happen in the gay community. It does come down to the fact that, you know, you use what you've got and you be good at it. And, you know, work out what you've got and how you'll be able to use it to make sure that your partner can be pleasured and that yourself are pleasured by that as well.
And how much do you reckon porn plays into our perception of what an average penis size should be?
I think it can influence some men. I think both men and women, you know, we've talked about things like labiaplasty as well, and that if you see an image on the screen and you think, well, that's common, that's what everybody has, it may influence you. I think that in certain areas of cosmetic surgery where they're making money out of labiaplasty and to some extent penile enhancement, which is never really going to be lengthening. You can't really lengthen your penis. It's a fairly complicated piece of equipment. I think they're basically taking advantage of people's fears and concerns about, once again, their own body's dissatisfaction with their own bodies.
Well, you know, there are toys that you can use to put on top of your penis and like latch it around the testicles somehow.
Yeah, the penile extenders.
Penile extenders. So if you're really worried about it, then, you know, go shopping.
I mean, how are those? Are those effective? They seem like a pretty complicated procedure kind of thing. And I guess with a lot of, you know, friction and movement, I mean, if they're made well, I suppose.
Are you talking about the extenders?
Yeah, yeah.
No, the extenders themselves are a bit like those penile harnesses, so like strap-ons. So they slide over the top of your penis. One area that we see men using either strap-ons or penile extenders are men who have undergone prostate cancer surgery. Mm. So they've got almost near permanent erectile dysfunction. And in some cases, they've actually had shortening of up to half an inch to an inch in length as a result of the procedure and also not having regular erections. So we are seeing more and more acceptance of penile extenders.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you rate and subscribe to us on iTunes so you don't miss any of the good stuff.
The Hookup with Hannah Riley. Love and on Triple J.